You know, if I could open my heart to you, I want to let you, brethren in Wausau, know how thankful our family is for you. And we want to encourage you that God is faithful to answer your prayers. He has been faithful. I would like to just be very open with you and let you know that there was a time earlier, a few months earlier, where we were really considering, even just 2 months ago, where I was really wondering whether the Lord would have me to be here at this conference. There were some needs elsewhere, and we were considering, should I be someplace else, Lord? And the Lord really impressed upon my heart this fact, that when we came last year, the brethren asked specifically, what can we pray for? And a number of you, brethren, came to us without even having met us before and said, it's so good to see you. I've been praying for you. And that is something that we do not experience everywhere, brethren. That's something very, very precious to our hearts. And if you remember, I mentioned three things that I asked prayer for our family and for the work that the Lord is doing. And the Lord has been faithful to answer in those three areas. The first one was that our family would be solid, that we would be leading our family in a right way, that He'd help our family to really coalesce and be strengthened. The second one was that the Lord would help in my studies, that I would understand the Scripture and be able to go further and deeper in and be diligent in that matter. And I believe the third one was that He would give direction and clarity as to what we should be doing. I confess the third one I'm not as fuzzy on. Maybe those of you who have been praying know. But these areas the Lord has answered in. And I felt compelled to come and to relate to you the fact that the Lord is faithful to answer your prayers, and we are thankful for what you're doing. Please continue to pray for our family. For those who haven't met my family, there's my wife, Jennifer. Hope is the tallest. She's six. Hope, Catherine, Hannah, and Josiah. And we thank the Lord that, again, through your prayers, the Lord has been working. A verse that has really come to our attention and has become a theme verse for our family came to us during the month of December. And it's in Isaiah chapter 40. And this came through adversity. The Lord put us through a period of difficulty. For a month, we got hit from all sides. We experienced the stomach flu twice. Our son was not sleeping due to severe eczema. He was not sleeping at night. And on Thanksgiving weekend, our house was burgled, all within the period of a month, in addition to other things. And the Lord was working in our hearts and impressing upon us what needed to change. And this verse really struck us. And it was this verse here in Isaiah 40, verse 11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. And the Lord had to speak to my heart specifically and say, Brian, you are the shepherd of your family. It is up to you as to what degree the pace is set. And it is up to you, Brian, as to leading your family in a right and godly pace and in a right and godly way, to lead my wife and to lead my children. And the Lord has really given us a great deal of understanding. This may not be something as appreciated here in Wausau, but I don't mean that, but as understood here in Wausau, because here the wall, brethren, is still quite strong. And the family unit is still quite strong. But when we come to California, we have things very much upside down. And there is a great deal of difficulty in understanding what one's role is if we're not looking at the Word of God carefully. And so thank you, brethren. And our desire is that you might continue to pray for our family, that we would be solid and that we might be an example to the flock. One of the things that we find, good, it's moving. As you know, here's our fourth-born Josiah. Many of you have asked about him. He's now nearing 10 months. We thank the Lord for a safe birth. And this is a typical picture of our family. That's at a rest area on the way up to Oregon. You know, life as a family is interesting because we're both home and away. And we're both home and we're at work at all times. And so we thank the Lord for the help and the strength that he gives us. This we really consider as our first ministry, and we're glad to be able to work together. Our children, there's Jennifer homeschooling the children, teaching them verses. I'm thankful for her faithfulness in this. And we have really sought, and we do seek, to build a family unit that can be served of the Lord. That is our desire, brethren. God has used the family. That has been his initial mag team, really. Okay? Noah and his family. Amram and Jochebed and their children. Okay? Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth, and Zechariah. God has used the family. And it's our deep desire that our family as a unit would be able to serve strong together. And so as you pray, please pray with that in mind. We know of the enemy. We know of his schemes. You know, the Lord is answering your prayers. And if I could just share something for encouragement. We found that on the way up here, I don't know if you had this experience also, but Chicago O'Hare had a number of flights canceled, mine included. And there was a real concern that I wasn't going to make it here on time. And so I passed it on to Jennifer. Jennifer passed that on to the girls. And we asked for prayer, and the time came where there was a real possibility that I may have just gone with another flight the very next day that would have resulted in me not being able to be among you brethren as much. And the Lord just put it on my heart to be able to try one more time, and it turned out that I was able to go to a flight immediately. The lady changed the booking, gave me the ticket, and said, run. Now, this is what I did not know until last night. When they were at the breakfast table, Jennifer gave the good news to the girls and said, the Lord opened the way for Daddy to get onto the plane and to be able to make his way. And Hope pipes up and she says, of course he did. We went and prayed. And Jenny thought that she was talking about when they prayed together. But what she didn't know is, while Jennifer was in the kitchen, they went into the room together and they prayed. The Lord's answering prayers. And I thank you for your prayers for our family. So our deep desire is that our girls and our boy would know the Lord and follow him. In addition to that, there is also clarity in the local work and in the work that we do among the Lord's people. This is both among those we know and among those that maybe we are not able to have complete fellowship with, but certainly wouldn't it be our desire to be able to do so. So, another verse that has really become important to us is Nehemiah chapter 1. More of an urgent verse than an inspirational verse. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. And the man speaking to Nehemiah, Hananiah, and they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province there are in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its cities are burned with fire. This is the burden that the Lord has given to us, specifically relating to the West Coast and especially to California. There is great devastation spiritually. And regardless of whether you look at the family order, or assembly order, or doctrine, key doctrine, there is a great deal of confusion. But you know what's so encouraging? There are people who are wondering and wanting the truth. And there's the opportunity to be able to show them that it isn't, as we heard from our brother Samir, it isn't just a bunch of theories and you just pick the one that seems to make the most sense and hope you got it right, but the scripture's clear. And so that's still our guiding desire, is to make the truth known and to bring and to shepherd young ones and old ones, whoever we meet, into a deeper knowledge of what Christ is, who Christ is, and what we can find in him. This is one local group. These are young people from a variety of different groups, but we have the opportunity to be able to bring them through the scripture. And they have had questions pertaining to all sorts of things. And we're glad for the opportunity to be able to minister to them and to their families. This is a group you may know as the West Covina Mission. There's also, the Lord has also opened up a Bible study in a down-and-out apartment complex. Many of the folks here are living confused, mangled lives. Many of them come from Pentecostal backgrounds. And they're looking for hope. They're desperate for the Word. They're not bored. They want the answers. So we thank the Lord for his help there. The Lord also opens the way for us to travel afield. This is up in Alaska. And we're glad for the opportunity to be able to encourage the Lord's people, all those we meet along the way, as well as various local assembly testimonies such as you. We primarily travel within the West Coast and Alaska, but really our desire is Mississippi onward. But we trust the Lord for when and how that will be. I make no promises of getting to you in a year, right? But by God's grace, we desire to be able to encourage our brethren. And that includes letting brothers and sisters know about the Word. This is a very important, I don't mean the Word as in the Scripture, but the Word as in what is going on, passing on good news. And this is a very important work that we can take part in, is letting people know about good things that are going on and updating them. This is one such ministry in Brawley, California. This also includes visits to places like Principles and Focus, which you heard about yesterday. Alaska, this year marks the eighth time that the Lord has opened the way for me to go to Alaska, and I thank the Lord for that. We have two lovely, we walk with two lovely, lovely testimonies up there. Please pray for the saints in Alaska. And we wanted to pass on just a few photos to you, brethren. You know, I mentioned to you about how we went through hardship this winter. And wouldn't you know what an encouragement it was to our hearts to know that you were thinking of us. And so I wanted to let you know that the Lord moved you in your giving. When you decided that you would give us a gesture of love during the Christmas season, it came at just the right time. And it refreshed our spirits. And so these are just a few pictures. We felt that you had the right to see. So thank you very much for your prayers. Again, we would ask, please continue to pray in these areas. Pray for our family, that we might be above reproach and a model for the flock. Please pray that I would be diligent to study the scriptures as they are, looking for Christ. And please pray for the work in Southern California and in the West Coast especially, that there would be those who would stand in the breach and really maintain the truth of the Word so that there can be a rebuilding of families and a rebuilding of assembly order for his name. Thank you very much for your prayers.